Nicholas, joined today by Deshane Atkins Williams from the Price Tower and the Bartlesville Film Society, mm-hmm. Specifically the Bartlesville Film Society. And we're going to get to this community connection brought to you by James Phillips Medical Center, Tulsa Bone and Joint, and First Baptist Church. So Bartlesville Film Society, first and foremost, here today. So explain to me a little bit what's going on with the Bartlesville Film Society.
Well, first off, thanks for having us, or having me.
Absolutely.
Every month we do free free screenings of various films. So, of course, with October being kind of the Halloween month, we decided to do two screenings this month. So the first one is Rear Window. So Alfred Hitchcock's famous Rear Window, 1954, Grace Kelly, Jimmy Stewart, just a wonderful, just old-fashioned mystery thriller movie. So we're super excited about that. So welcome, everybody is welcome. It's free admission. We will be selling raffle tickets. We usually do like a movie box and gift cards that we get donated. And then all of the proceeds that come from the raffle tickets go back into the Film Society, so then we can bring these free screenings to the public. And the date for Rear Window is October 7th at 7 p.m. at the Heritage Theater in Dewey.
Well, you answered my question. My next question was about to be, where is it? So
yes,
it'll be in Dewey.
It's going to be in Dewey. Mm-hmm. That has currently been our venue. We've done a few things in Bartlesville at Price Tower, and we're also talking about doing some things with other organizations as well. But right now, the Heritage Theater is where we do a good chunk of all of our big public screenings.
Okay. So it's kind of the Bartlesville Film Society, but people all over, not necessarily all over, but kind of around the area, Dewey, Bartlesville, not that far apart.
No, not at all.
There, I guess, it's welcome to.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we are, all of the committee and the board members are all from Bartlesville, and so we really wanted to kind of bring this free access to these unique and maybe not so unique. I mean, some people are very familiar with a lot of the films that we present, but it's also giving them an opportunity to see them in a more group setting, because anytime that you see a film in theaters, it's an entirely different environment than watching it at home and on the couch with your family. So of course you get an entirely different environment having that setting. So of course I think a lot of us have never really seen Rear Window in theater. So, I mean, this would actually give that opportunity for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And of course, when you specifically talk about thriller, kind of horror movies, mm-hmm. kind of things that aren't necessarily comedies, it's kind of those things when people kind of get scared, they all kind of get scared together. They
yes.
all kind of have experience that
yeah.
same emotion, whereas when you're at home alone, yeah. your feelings isn't necessarily dictated or, mm-hmm. or influenced by people around you. So theater
Absolutely.
Settings are definitely, again, as you said, yeah. way different
Absolutely.
Than at home on the couch.
Or even like the, we're also doing Night of the Living Dead on October 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, 7 p.m. at Heritage Theater. That's also another free screening. That's another film that, I mean, it's an old black and white zombie movie and kind of slightly kitschy. But you're going to have an entirely different reaction to it than watching it at home on probably, basic cable.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned, it's a free screening. Who is allowed to go, I guess? Is it just anybody? Is there some sort of restriction on who can go and who can't?
No, I mean, both of these, I believe, are PG-13 or PG rating.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all of these were done, before really the movie ratings were actually established. So most of these are good for all ages. We just ask that, parents, if they are worried, just do enough research that you can actually make your own choices for your children if you feel like it might be a little too scary for them.
Absolutely. So it's not like we're trying to pull one over on you
exactly.
or anything like that. Try to
yeah.
sneak kids in the theater. Definitely do your research before,
yeah.
but you're showing films and you're telling them mm-hmm. beforehand in advance. You mentioned a little bit ago that there was the board For the Bartlesville Film Society. How many people are on that board, and kind of, not necessarily what do they do, but do they have the influence on how they pick movies, and is there a process on why or when or how movies are selected each month? I've seen, I mean, I know you told just a minute ago that it's, you know, Halloween kind of theme coming on for October, so that's kind of the theme here. But what's kind of the process, and do members have influence, or how is that selected?
Well, absolutely. Yes. We have about 8 people on our board, and all of them are, I mean, this is the first committee that, or board that, or in nonprofit that they've all been completely a part of, and kind of created it from the ground up. We started roughly, I think, was it April or May of this year. So we're very early and still very much in our infancy. The process, what it started out as, and the process will of course evolve as we go along. Because we were all so brand new to it all, we essentially just, we all made a list of our favorite movies. We put it all in one big bundle, and then we did a blind voting amongst our board members. And so then that essentially, that, and mind you, there was a lot of conversation of, you know, what movies are important, how, you know, how are these movies remotely impactful to the community, or even just how are they impactful to people in general, you know, because everybody has a different experience with movies. So we kicked it off with Ghostbusters, which it's, you know, a very family friendly movie, but there's a lot of, you know, quirky, you know, humor, and all of us kind of are around that age range where we either didn't get a chance to see it in theaters, or we did, but we had an entirely different experience of it after we saw it as an adult. So we that was one, and also it kind of helped the fact that, you know, the new one was about to come out. So we thought it was kind of a perfect introduction. And also, who doesn't love Ghostbusters in general? So I mean, we really do try to put a lot of thought and actually kind of plan whenever it comes to choosing the films that we do. And then the other aspect is we try to choose films that we also have some kind of personal relationship with. So then whenever we are giving that discussion at the end or the beginning, we can kind of explain why this film is important. And then as time progressed, I mean, surely we'll also open it up to you know, our audience, and once we actually figure out the membership situation, because we've been asked about, you know, how can we become members, and we haven't figured out how yet, but we will.
So still working on it. Still working still on it. Still kind of a young group, but yeah. I think a lot of people might not think about it just off the top of their head, but film is kind of it's an art.
Absolutely.
And people think, well, I'm just going to kill time, or I'm going to see this because it's funny, but it's an art form, just like any other art form, whether it's, you know, physically painting or music. It's an art form, an expression. So it's cool that people are sitting down and saying, let's display this art to the public. Now, you mentioned the raffle tickets, and those are a way of helping, I guess, fund this and give the free screenings and stuff, correct?
Yes. Of course, every film that we do, there's a performance license. And so every time that we do a free screening, we have to pay this performance license in order for it to be legal. And so through the raffle tickets, they're very inexpensive. It's either $1 a ticket or $5 per ticket, or $5 for 6 tickets. And then, of course, all of that gets you an opportunity to win something at the end. And we usually have about 3 to 4 items that are raffled off.
But definitely, I mean, so it's definitely important, and people, please do, I guess, go buy those raffle tickets, because, I mean, every dollar helps, and every dollar helps fund the Bartlesville Film Society. We're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to come back with more Community Connection.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And we're back with more Community Connection, joined with Deshane Atkins-Williams from Price Tower and Bartlesville Film Society. We were just talking about the Film Society, but you're also here from Price Tower, too. What's kind of going on? What's kind of going on there? I think the first time I interviewed you, you were talking about the Price Tower and the exhibits that were going on at that point in time. I think Peanuts Naturally is what we were talking about. But what's going on now with the Price Tower?
Well, we still have Peanuts Naturally up.
All right.
But, however, we are heading towards the closing. So October 8th, so just less than 2 weeks.
Saturday.
It's coming. October 9th is the very, very last day of Peanuts Naturally. However, October 8th, the day before, we are doing kind of a big party called Snoopy's Adopt a Dog Day, and we're actually teaming up with the Washington County SPCA, and we will be having roughly about 15 to 20 dogs available for adoption, and then we'll have some inflatables, crafts, activities, and then of course the gallery will be free and open to the public. So, and of course Snoopy himself will be there.
Of course, and that was a huge thing the first time we talked.
Yes.
I was very enthralled by Snoopy going to be there. So how did this idea kind of come up to, I mean, not necessarily that the Price Tower and the SPCA don't mix, but there's two separate organizations, right? So how did that come together to say, hey, you guys have this gallery going on. We have some dogs that need to be adopted. Let's collaborate. How did that happen?
Well, a lot of it came from was the fact that we were trying to find a way to, usually anytime that you say closing of a show, it has kind of a negative connotation, you know, because it's the end. So in essence, we tried to create an event where it was almost kind of a beginning. So we thought we have one of our wonderful board members for Price Tower, Darlene Shoemake. She helps a lot with the SPCA, and so we talked to her, and she was thrilled to offer that opportunity for both organizations to work together. And we both thought that it was kind of a win-win, considering that we have Snoopy as kind of the mascot of the show. You know, why not have him help his canine friends, you know, find a forever home? Mm-hmm. So we thought it was a nice spin off to, instead of a closing, it's more like a beginning for these future homes for these dogs.
So, and you mentioned, you know, the dogs are going to be there, the exhibit's going to be open, crafts, inflatables. So, mom, dad, definitely bring the kids out.
Absolutely. It starts from noon and it goes till 4 p.m. And, we're going to have a nice little party. And so, everybody's welcome and just come and enjoy.
It's going to be a great time. And so, you know, with the closing of every door, another one opens.
Yes.
Is there any word, can you give any rumors possibly about what be coming up to take its place?
Okay. Well, we are actually going into, so October we will have a slight dark month. So that'll give us time to kind of do some turnover in the gallery and kind of get it refreshened up.
Mm-hmm.
November 11th, we will be opening called Through the Lens, photos by Joe Price. Now, all of these photos have never been shown all at once. There's roughly 300 photos, black and white photos, that were taken by Joe Price during the 1952 to 1956. And that was, and he took photos of the full construction process of Price Tower. So that will all be installed November 11th. And then December 1st, we'll also do our Art of the Tree show that will be added to that particular show.
Okay, so I'm sure we'll be talking about that quite a bit more as time goes on.
Yes, we will.
Have a little bit of time,
yeah.
So I didn't want to put you on the spot there.
No, you're fine.
To release that, but so again, with everything that comes to an end, something else cool is going to come take its place, and but definitely go check out Peanuts Naturally still, and of course the Adopt a Dog Day is coming up on October 8th. So when people come for that, it's just. It's come and go kind of thing.
It's a come and go kind of thing. They can definitely go play with the puppies, adopt one if they are able to. We will have some inflatables from the Blast Zone from Dewey, and then we'll have some crafts and stuff, and then of course Snoopy will be roaming around.
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna take another quick little break, and then we're gonna come back and finish up here.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And we're back with Community Connection. Got a few more minutes here, and I'm joined with Deshane Atkins-Williams from the Price Tower and Bartlesville Film Society. We were kind of joking a little bit during the break there about how much you know and, and how much you're planning ahead and how many things you do here. So I'm going to kind of put you to the test a little bit, and we're going to combine both of these. We've got a few more minutes, so I kind of want to run through what's coming up for the Film Society and for the Price Tower.
Okay.
Just one more time, so people who are just tuning in right now, they can hear it again, and they're aware of it. So start from the beginning.
Okay. We have, for Bartlesville Film Society, it will be at the Heritage Theater October 7th at 7 p.m. We'll be doing Rear Window. And then October 21st will be our second screening for the Bartlesville Film Society in October. That's the Night of the Living Dead. And then for Price Tower, we have October 8th. We have the Adopt a Dog Day with Snoopy and the Washington County SPCA. And then October 28th, at 6 p.m., we are also having a Halloween at Price Tower. Now that we will be doing a trunk or treat. We're teaming up with a lot of nonprofits around downtown. And so we're going to do a trunk or treat starting at 6 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., we're going to be screening Hocus Pocus out. Either indoors or outdoors.
And that's with the Price Tower.
That's at the Price Tower.
Right, so that is is that conjunction with the Bartlesville Film Society?
Actually, it is. Yeah, well, we will be teaming up with them slightly.
So we're all combining things. And I've got to ask, you mentioned, I think at the beginning of this program, that when you sat down as a board, you kind of put your favorite movies together. Do you have any of your movies that you selected coming up anytime soon? I know that people might share movies, but our favorite movies, but...
Honestly, Night of the Living Dead is one of my favorites. We just did The Big Lebowski last month. That was one of my favorites. And then we did Jaws and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So yeah, there's been a few that I voted for. So
very cool, very exciting. Well, I appreciate your time, and Shane Atkins-Williams from Price Tower and the Bartlesville Film Society.